You're listening to 91.7 KXT. We're very glad to have local band The Kush with us here for the KXT live sessions. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here. What song are we going to hear first?
We're going to hear Heavy Psych.
KXT. It's The Kush, Fort Worth band The Kush. Thanks for coming here to the studio with us.
Thank you.
So a lot of people don't know, a lot of our listeners, maybe even followers of local music, may not have known, but in the early and mid-90s, you guys were pretty well known around here as Buck Jones.
Yeah, Bjart and I were in the band Buck Jones.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, and if I remember right, you had a really good following. I remember seeing you guys around town, too, around that. And You had like two or three records under the One Ton label.
Yes.
And in about 2001 or so, you moved to Vermont. You took your music with you, mm-hmm. but then you came back. So why did you go and why did you come back?
Well, Buck Jones sort of played out in the end of 1999. And we knew we wanted to do something new and something different, but we felt like we had sort of seen what Dallas had to offer for us at that time, you know, so we wanted to go somewhere fresh. We had done some touring on the East Coast and we liked the closeness and how everything was close together up there. And it was just the two of us. So we thought we'll just go up there and meet some people and try it and see how it goes. And if it doesn't work out, we'll go to Athens, Georgia, or plan B or C, or, you know,
Or D, Dallas.
D, yeah.
Coming back to Dallas.
We did, full circle.
So, I mean, what did bring you back here? I mean, do you have more musical opportunities here or what?
And mostly family. You know, we're both from here and 10 years flies by and your nieces and nephews are growing up and mom and dad are getting older and we just want to be home and close to family.
I understand. Yeah. I understand that. I did mention before, you guys are married.
Mm-hmm.
And is your bond songwriting? I mean, how have you always been writing songs together?
For the most part, yeah. We were writing music together before we were dating.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we met through music and we write together. We write a lot separate, but we always have each other to bounce ideas off of and see if it passed the test.
All right, the Kush here in the studio with us, 91.7 KXT. You guys play tonight at the Kessler Theater. Calhoun and the Quaker City Nighthawks are going to be there too. It'll be a great show, great lineup. What are we going to hear next?
Next is a song called Summer's Gone.
It's the Kush live here in the studio with us on 91.7 KXT. That's Summer's Gone. song we've been playing here on the air too, as well as your other song, Droids, which we've been playing. And it's obvious you guys have changed a lot. I mean, since Buck Jones, your stuff is more, you know, more trippy, you got more loops and stuff you've been using too. What kind of brought that into the music? More synth based stuff, more loops and that kind of thing.
I don't know. I think maybe, I think with Buck Jones, you know, we started that band when we were young, or I know for me, you know, and I was just sort of in a more of like a pop vein, but then that necessarily wasn't always the kind of music I was listening to or attracted to over the years, you know, so my taste changed, I think. I wanted to play stuff that was more fun to play, you know, and don't worry about the rest of it, just, you know.
We had, when we were recording our second album with Buck Jones, we recorded with David Castell, who also helped us mix this last album with Kush. And he turned us on to the Echoplex and the Space Echo tape loops. And pretty much after that, it was...
had a huge influence on the sound.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that new album is Transcendental Heatwave. That, when do we expect that to release?
Well, it's kind of tricky. We did release it in January of this year. The vinyl should be, it's going to be another couple months for that. That's getting pressed in Europe. And so there's a little bit of lag time. So it's kind of like a 6-month release, you know, we're just going to take the whole year to just kind of
release a little of time.
Nice. But it is available on iTunes and it's, we, you know, all the digital outlets for now.
And Gabrielle, you came and helped us with our pledge drive not too long ago. We appreciate that. Thank you, by the way.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
And yeah, absolutely. But you were mentioning a song that that we've been playing, Droids. And you, it's always it, to me, it's always exciting to hear an artist when they first heard their song, you know, on the radio. And you said you were teaching, you had a yoga class you were teaching. You came out of it, got in your car, and there was your song on the air. So is that, I mean, and you guys have been playing it for years and years. Is that still exciting when you get in the car and you hear the song on the radio?
Definitely, yeah. When you hear it on the radio, it sounds even better, you know? I don't know if that's part of the processing through the radio or if it just sounds better because you're hearing it on the radio. Probably both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He called up some friends and said, hey, we're on the radio right now.
Well, exactly. it is more exciting, too, to hear it mixed in with all the other music instead of just, you know, on a Sunday evening, you know, with the local shows or whatever. That's really cool. Because I think one night I heard Droids, and as soon as it was over, a ZZ Top song came on. And, I mean, that's the coolest thing ever to me, you know.
Yeah, it's fun to be able to do that. Yeah. Well, thanks again for coming. You got one more song for us?
Mm-hmm. The next one is called Color Your Eyes.
Baby, baby,
91.7 KXT, it's the Kush live here with us in the studio. Thanks for that, you guys. Fantastic. You play tonight at the Kessler Theater. You're there with Calhoun and the Quaker City Nighthawks. Your upcoming album is called Transcendental Heatwave. Thank you so much for coming today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Big thanks to Jason Ridings for his support of 91.7 KXT, particularly for the KXT live sessions. You're listening to 91.7 KXT.